All right, everyone, welcome to Nerdwide.com's weekly podcast called Hero Cravings, where we cover and break down all Marvel and DC TV shows, episode by episode, for you, the listener. I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with my co-host, the man himself, Mr. Chris Rivers.
Howdy, y'all.
And this week will be extremely short due to that Christmas Eve is when we will be uploading this episode. So that being said, happy holidays to you all. We're just going to be covering S.H.I.E.L.D. because they had an episode this week. Quick housekeeping as always, don't forget to share, rate, or review this podcast on iTunes. Sharing it is awesome, gets us out to a bigger audience. Reviewing us helps us out on iTunes. Chris recaps Blacklist and Blindspot, which Blindspot is actually has their hiatus right now as well. So he will be uploading that recap on purefandom.com today, I believe, Chris. Is that correct?
That's the plan, man.
And so make sure you check out his weekly recaps as going forward. We will be on our own hiatus after this week, but fret not. We've got some episodes coming to you. I think we're having, it's only like a 2 week hiatus for ourselves. Next week, we plan to upload a in-depth conversation about what reviews and ratings mean and what they mean for shows, and more particularly our shows. And the week after that, we'll fill you in on our social media. So don't forget, we will be uploading on Sunday that episode. Also, we have a giveaway. It is our holiday-themed giveaway. We've got Buddy the Elf and a Grinch Pop. We also have DC Comics Holiday Special for 2017 to give away to you. Of course, how you win that is emailing nerdwide@gmail.com with this episode's Douche Canoe of the Week. We will be talking about that later, so don't forget you to enter for this prize that we send to you for free, no charge. All you do is just let us know your name, our douche canoe, your douche canoe, to our email, and we'll send that out to you if you win the contest. Now, this is our 13th official episode, and let me give you a recap of how the show is going to go down. Each week, we go through all of the DC and Marvel TV episodes in order as they air. We'll bring you our thoughts and reactions to every episode. That being said, let's jump right into it with our only episode of the week, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 5, Episode 5, titled Rewind. Now, I watched this episode, was extremely excited. One, because we had one show to watch. But two, was this is the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I have been missing since the premiere. So we've, you know, Chris, we talked about this earlier. Mm-hmm. I haven't felt like this is Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this season.
Right.
But
yeah.
This episode brought me right back into it. I loved it.
Yeah, this was all about, you know, how to get out of a tight situation, coming up with a plan, all of the stuff that you think of when you think Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Like some spy stuff and...
Yeah, a little bit of spy stuff and, you know, different little gadgets and cool little things like getting a message out to someone through constant letters about
football. So this was the episode, of course, last week we saw Fitz in the future, and we finally have a time frame of how far in the future. It's actually, I think, 70 years. What was the year? It was 2091 is where our core group of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents are sent to. So we finally come back, and the episode starts off and takes place directly after the premiere. We saw, you know, Daisy, Coulson, May, all of them get kidnapped by we don't know by who. Well, and Fitz was left there because he wasn't on the list. We find out why this episode as well. So we start off, there was like a 2 minute blackout gap. And the feds come and actually arrest Fitz. And he is actually arrested in jail and goes to jail in a military prison. And we find out he's been locked up for 6 months. He decides he's going to work with the feds because he wants to know what happens to his friends as well as much as they do, if not more. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they give him a TV and they give him all the books and paper that he wants to help try and figure out where they are and where they went. Well, the TV was, I thought, was kind of strange, especially because he only watches one channel, and it's the football channel, soccer for you American listeners. And like you said earlier, Chris, like it was, he sent out a message. What he would do, he would be writing to a certain magazine. But who he was writing to was the most exciting thing. And of course, I sent you earlier in the week a text message about an article I read because one of my favorite characters on this whole show actually came back this week, Agent Lance Hunter.
Yep.
So was it 2 seasons ago or was it 3 seasons ago that him and Bobby left?
I think their goodbye was in season 3 because they were planning to do Marvel's Most Wanted with them, and then ABC decided not to pick up the show last season. So I think it was season 3 when we last saw him.
So, but he's back, though. I love Lance Hunter. I love his character. I love his wittiness on the show. And this one, and this episode in particular, what made me love him even more because his interactions with Fitz, especially not seeing each other for so long and seeing the relationship again, was really exciting to watch. So he was messaging, he was writing to this editor of this magazine, and it turns out it was to Lance. And they even made a little, he of course comes in, acts as attorney, he breaks them out. We find out that wherever he was like, they don't send those magazines out often. So that's what took him so long to get to Fitz.
Yeah.
As they're in this little rust bucket, this Breaking Bad type RV, we find out while Fitz is scrolling through his phone, trying to catch up on all the news and everything, see stuff he couldn't see while he was in prison, we found out that S.H.I.E.L.D. is being defunded and dissolved yet again. What this means when we actually come back from the future for our agents, I don't know. But that's definitely going to have to play a part. And then Lance, you know, with having Lance Hunter back, it was like, okay, let's have, I thought we're going to get Bobby back. But she was not actually in the episode at all. But she was mentioned.
She's on the Orville, so, you know.
Yeah, she's not going to come back from that, I'm sure. There's different networks, Fox and ABC.
Yeah.
So we did get some answers about her, though. They're not dating so much anymore, is the way Lance kind of worded it. He says they're kind of together, but they're doing their own things. That's how they work, kind of, sort of.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Anyways, we go back to the bald-headed character who is played by Joel Stouffer. He's been in like a couple of things, if you recognize the name or face.
And we got a name.
We finally have a name for his character, and I don't think he's a Kree, Chris, because that was my speculation, because he's the one who took off his mask in the first episode and was taking a shower and everything. His name is Enoch. E-N-O-C-H is the only way I could think how to spell that. And he was very, very, very helpful to Fitz and Lance, because they figured out that the van that they were his teammates were kidnapped in can cloak all to different sizes, or not sizes, but different companies. And he tracked Enoch down, and he busted in with his gun, and he says, "Where are my friends? Where have you tankoed them to?" And Enoch was very helpful, which was weird for me. I was like, I thought this guy was going to be the bad guy, but it's not.
Yeah, he even tells him, you know, you didn't need to do this. I want to help you.
Right. And he said, there's only some things I can tell you and stuff like that. So we find out that they send him 70 years into the future to 2091. And actually, Ontario is the province of the little Earth crust that they're on. He sent them to the future. Enoch is actually from, was it many years in our future? Like in different galaxies and stuff is what he said. He's an alien.
He said he's been on Earth for 30,000 years waiting for this time.
So he's like a protector of Earth, if you will. We find out that he was tasked to send the team to the future to save the world. We obviously already knew that because Virgil and the other, you know, in the future. We find out that he's been contacting a seer, and Fitz was like, "Why didn't you send me?" He says, "Because you were not on the list. The seer only told me to send these people." And he's like, "Okay, who's the seer?" Well, we go to a park, and the seer is a little girl named Robin. Now, the wife and daughter you might recognize, she was in, I want to say, two seasons ago as well, when the Inhuman, I guess it would have been, two seasons.
Two seasons.
When we got into, like, the big with the Inhumans, and that was the one where Daisy's boyfriend died with Grant. So, yeah, it was two seasons.
That was the lead-in to, remember, Daisy was on the run.
Yeah.
That led into last season's storylines with the LMDs and the framework and all that.
All the good stuff. So we find out that this daughter and wife was actually, the wife was married to one of the Inhumans we actually knew 2 seasons ago. He was the guy, character, if you're following with me, if you remember, if he touched you, he saw your death and like projected it to you and things like that. And so his daughter went through Terrigenesis and she can see like in the future, the past, and in the present.
So I have a question about this.
Okay.
All right. The daughter's Inhuman. We know that. Correct. She's gone through Terrigenesis, but she's only like 8.
Right.
And we know from Inhumans that they were made to wait until their 18th birthday.
To like, I think that was for like maturity purposes.
Right. So
you don't want like a 5-year-old running around
just going pew, pew
with laser
pew.
Eyes or yeah. something, you know. All right, Sarah Palin.
My question is, who put her through Terrigenesis?
Well, did someone put her through it, or do you remember it was like those fish oil pills where some of the crystals were broken down into?
Yeah.
So whether she took like a fish oil pill, or she touched her dad's husk, or whatever, you know. Something like that could have happened. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I don't recall it from the previous episodes, so hopefully either they'll explain it, or if someone else knows, maybe they'll contact us.
I see your question there. So, I mean, maybe fish oil pills, or that she ate like a tuna or something from the ocean.
Eat this tuna, you'll have powers.
So we know Robin, but her mom says that her brain has been, she hasn't been herself since Terrigenesis. She's extremely distant. She only talks through drawing pictures now, but occasionally she'll talk. And one of the cool scenes about this was Fitz was talking to Robin. He goes, "I'm a friend of Daisy's." And she stops coloring for like 2 seconds and then starts coloring again. So she obviously knows who Daisy is.
Yeah.
Obviously because of the little Robin bird thing. But We go to this underground bunker underneath the lighthouse. All our Enoch, Hunter, Fitz, the mom, and Seer, or Robin, whoever you want to call her. They go to this underground bunker underneath a lighthouse in Ontario. Now, we talked about several episodes ago, the lighthouse is what the little place is called where Daisy and Coulson are. And I thought that was kind of cool because they're underneath the lighthouse. So we kind of got a little bit of an explanation of the naming of that, if you kind of caught on.
Right.
Al, I don't know if y'all heard that. My bad. My computer just decided to notify me of something. Anywho, we get this lighthouse scene. We go underground, and we're kind of basically in the same spot we were when they got transported to the future, our Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Fitz is like, "I am going to the future." He goes, "I am going to get there. I'm going to figure out how some way." He can't do it through the obelisk because the obelisk has to be operated on both sides at the same time, right. Which you can't get to the future and tell somebody to activate this. But we find out that Enoch's ship from 30,000 years ago is here in the same military base that Fitz was held at. So him and Fitz and Hunter are going to go get the ship so they can get Fitz to the future. While they're doing all of this, we find out that the Zephyr 1 is still alive, still around, and they steal the Zephyr 1 back, which was so cool. I loved the song, the music. Dude, it was excellent. I love seeing the Zephyr 1 again.
Yeah.
So we got the Zephyr back, we got the ship back, and we were kind of, do what?
They didn't just get the Zephyr back. They got all the S.H.I.E.L.D. weapons, supplies back.
Yeah. And that was pretty exciting.
It was, and that was a great sequence, too, for Fitz, because you can see
all
of his...
The fighting scene.
Yeah, all of his training paying off. He's an actual agent now. He's not just a scientist.
And it was good to see that, because it just... Because even Hunter made a little quote. He goes... Because Fitz says, "Go up to the brig, get us out of here, cloak us, let's go." And he goes, "Shouldn't you be doing that, mate?" You know?
Right.
It was funny. So we come back. We're getting prepped to go to the future. I thought it was kind of cool because, you know, Fitz asked Enoch why... No, it was Enoch, it was Robin. It was one of the two. he asked, he says, you know, why was I left behind? Why wasn't I sent with my friends? And they said, because you're the one who had to stay here to save them.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool and a real big moment for Fitz, because he's still struggling with the whole LMD and the framework protocols he was dealing with and his actions there. And I thought this was a good moment to be like, you are still part of this team and they didn't leave you. You're right. Here to help save them. And I loved that. And I love that the writers put that in there.
Yeah. And Enoch makes a point of telling him too, at one point, that everything he does is determined by Robin.
Right.
And she's so on her game, in fact, that earlier in the episode, when these federal agents raid Enoch's house, they find a drawing that she did that's on the fridge of the two of them standing in the kitchen.
Right
down to the detail of one of the agents holding an apple. So that's when they knew something else was going on.
Yeah.
Her ability is just off the charts.
I love it. I mean, like I said earlier, they said it works the past, present, and future. And the present, obviously the future, where she drew the earth like crumbling. So I'm excited to see where this character goes. Is she going to play a part in 70 years from now in the future? Or how does that work? So our Fitz and Hunter stole the Zephyr. So we get our federal agents who arrested Fitz and who's, you know, interrogated him in the past and everything. And they're sitting behind a table. And there is a new general, because General Talbot, if you remember, got shot in the head. So he's still out of commission from the LMD Daisy. And she goes, you know, Talbot's not here anymore. I am. And she's interrogating these two. She goes, you know, I'm going to have the... She goes, she's talking about all their past failures. They can't catch Fitz. They can't catch Hunter. And they had multiple opportunities to do so. And they were like, okay, so we're going to get demoted. And she kept talking. And then she pulls out a gun and shoots them both in the head. I was like, who is this person? And Chris, you did some little bit of researching on General Hale.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's going to turn out this way or not. But with Marvel shows, they don't typically just name a character at random. They usually have a reason. And as you said, her name is General Hale. In the comics, there was a General Hale. It was a man. And he traveled to Africa in search of immortality, got there and got immortality. The only thing was he had to spend the rest of his life as a giant gorilla known as
Gorilla Grodd.
Well, it was I think back then they just referred to him as either Gorilla Man or Ape Man. But
original guys.
The interesting thing is, as that gorilla, he was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. So are we going to see something happen to this General Hale? Are we going to find out maybe that was her father? And that's why she doesn't seem to care for S.H.I.E.L.D.?
That's a good question.
Something may be coming down the pike. But
because with our multiple storylines that the S.H.I.E.L.D. writers like to do.
Right.
Something to look forward to, I guess, if you will.
Yeah, just possibly a little callback coming to the comics.
Yeah, I wonder if she might say something like her dad used to be an agent and he went to Africa and blah, 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 blah. We find out that Enoch's ship isn't really a spaceship. It's more of a cryo stasis ship.
Mm-hmm.
And Fitz knew this, Enoch knew this, but it looked like Hunter was the only one who did not know that's what it was. And he goes, I'm not going to, you know, just let you freeze. He said, am I supposed to sit here all the whole time and everything? Because Enoch and Fitz went up into a ship that was going to wake him up specifically when they needed him to 70 years in the future. And Lance said, you know, okay, here's what we'll do. He goes, you giving me some more purpose. He said, I'll watch over Robin and her mom. He goes, I'll even call Bobby. He goes, they'll give us an excuse to work together again type thing.
I think his phrase was something like, Bobby needs a cause or something like that.
Yeah. Which maybe we might see her like a guest appearance again. Maybe we'll see. But before Fitz was frozen, I thought it was really cool. He, in the wall of the little bunker they were in, he cut a hole and put Max, like a shotgun axe, Daisy's wrist gauntlets, and like some other stuff for the team in the future.
Yeah.
So we definitely know she's going to, you know, get her gauntlets back and everything, which is really exciting because I'm curious to how she's not breaking her bones without her gauntlets. But yeah. Well, we'll figure it out. So he gets cryo frozen. He wakes up. He's with Enoch again, which I'm really excited because I loved Enoch's Joel Stouffer's character. And I'm glad to see, because I looked at the episode list, I think he's in like 3 or 4 more episodes. So we're going to see him some more. And then we wake up and we're getting ready for the episode that happens in 2 weeks. And that's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Chris, you got anything for them?
No, not really. Not much. The preview that I saw did have, it had Daisy getting ready to go through her fight to the death
with the blue girl,
with Sonara.
Yeah, that's her name.
And she, Daisy looks at her and says, she basically calls her a blue bitch.
Yeah.
So.
Because you can't put that in previews.
That's what they had it in there, but. So. The one thing I'm worried about for the team is Enoch, because we get the feeling from him that whatever he's supposed to do for fate or destiny or however things are supposed to play out, he's going to do.
Right. He's not so much on a team.
Right.
So he's there to preserve the extinction of humans.
Like right now, he's on their side. But will he stay there?
That's a good question. Because I get a feel. So in the Marvel comics, there is a group of people called Watchers. They're like celestial beings that just basically record history.
Right.
I'm curious to see if they're going to play off as him being one. Because he's playing very passive, like we were just saying.
It's very much a possibility.
And he's bald, so...
He doesn't seem to get involved unless he absolutely has to. Yeah. I mean, to spend 30,000 years on Earth
waiting. I mean, I don't know if I could do that.
Waiting for a particular moment.
That's kind of boring if you ask me.
I mean, until video games came along, and then he was probably...
Judge me, Chris.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
All right. Early numbers for this one, 0.6 rating, up 0.1 from last week, 2.5 million viewers, which is up 0.66, which is I'd say considerable jump from last week as well.
It is, but, you know, there wasn't any real competition on the night. A lot of shows are in reruns already on their hiatuses. So I think Blind Spot and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. were the only new episodes that aired last night, so you would expect an uptick in ratings if that's the case.
Yeah, I guess we'll find out, and you'll probably talk about that next time we record the ratings and reviews episode.
Yeah.
Next episode, which again is in 2 weeks, and it airs on January 5th, is Fun and Games is the title of that one. So obviously it's going to be, the game is going to be Daisy fighting off the blue bitch.
So, but the real news of that episode is, Tyler.
Yeah.
It's Clark Gregg's directorial debut.
Oh, how did I forget to mention that? Yeah, so he's from, now I'm like 98% sure it's his directorial debut. So I saw somewhere on Twitter, I don't know who tweeted it, I looked for it again. I should have screenshotted it, but I thought that was really cool. Yeah. So we're going to see Agent Coulson himself directing the next episode, which will be kind of cool because I love to see these actors and actresses branch out and do things like this.
And I wonder if that means that the Coulson character will kind of obviously be in a scene or two, but maybe not in as many scenes as normal because he'll be behind the camera for more.
Right. Yawn, action and cut. All right, Chris, it is time for the fan favorite segment of the show, the douche canoe of the week.
Is there any doubt who this is going to be, by the way?
All right, we'll say it on three. You ready? One, two, three, Robin.
General Hale.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
It's General Hale. I mean, she's cold-blooded.
Yeah.
You know, she just, it wasn't her agent's fault that the events played out the way that they did. And she just shot them both. I don't even think she just shot them both. She shot them in the head, if I remember right.
Yeah, like straight in the dome.
Yeah, and she's obviously got something up her sleeve. And I thought it was interesting, too, that when she was questioning Fitz near the beginning of the episode, she had no room for belief that it was an LMD that shot General Talbot.
But it was.
Yeah, but she kept saying, initially she said Agent Johnson, and then he corrected her and she indicated that she didn't believe it. And then he insisted that that was the truth, and she said, well, even if it is, it was S.H.I.E.L.D. created. So she's obviously got a taste for vengeance against S.H.I.E.L.D. Mm-hmm. for some reason. And like we said, it could be that her father is the previous General Hale and worked for S.H.I.E.L.D. as an agent, and for some reason she resents that.
She might have like a vendetta against S.H.I.E.L.D. for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would ask individually what our favorite episodes is, but I think there's only one, so we can only say S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, you could give no answer, but
That's true.
This was an amazing episode. So.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said at the beginning of it, the reason it was, even if we had all of our other shows, I can't really say this, but I can, I still think S.H.I.E.L.D. would have been my favorite episode because this actually felt like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And I've got to admit, it felt really nice to get out of the future.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I don't know. I don't like the tone of like the all the metal everywhere, the set and everything, but we'll get out of there eventually.
Yeah.
Well, that is all I have. You got anything else, Chris?
No, I don't think so. I think that pretty well wraps up everything that we needed to touch on, so.
Well, don't forget, guys, we're doing our holiday giveaway. So have your answers in by this Friday, which let me give you a date. It is actually it's December the 29th at midnight. So make sure you email nerdwine@gmail.com. Give us your name, our douche canoe of the week, which was General Hale. And if you have a douche canoe that you said was somebody other than General Hale, let us know. You know, let us know our thoughts, your thoughts, and we'll put you in the drawing for the giveaway. Again, that's at nerdwine@gmail.com. So that's all we have for this week. Make sure you review and share us on iTunes. I gave the whole spiel earlier. I won't have to give it again. So just make sure you share it around all your favorite social media platforms. So, well, let the general knowledge know we are doing this podcast. We have a lot of listens every week. We've got subscribers every week. I love it. Let's bump those numbers up. Don't forget to follow NerdWide on Twitter at nerd_wide. You can follow me at Ty_Haynes. And you can follow Mr. Rivers at MavTN7. Don't forget as well with that one, if you do follow us on there and you're from the podcast, tweet us. Let us know, hey, I'm here from the podcast. We'll probably start a conversation with you and we'll hang out and have some fun. As always, I'm your host, Tyler Haynes, with the man himself, Chris Rivers. And we cannot wait to share our thoughts with you next week. Everyone, have a great holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
This week's episode is brought to you by Heroes Wanted Comics and Collectibles. Listen, if you live in the Middle Tennessee area, you have got to pay Mike and the gang at Heroes Wanted Comics a visit. I get my comics personally from there, and trust me, they treat you like family as soon as you walk in the door. Go to heroeswantedcomics.com for the location and their hours, and make sure you mention that Tyler Haynes from NerdWide.com sent you.